Hey Bo, calling in for your anniversary. Just wanted to say congrats, and you know how much I love the show, how much you're everything you're doing, and I just want to say keep it up. God bless. I'm praying for you. Viva Cristo Rey.
Hey there, believers. Let's get through this commercial break first so we can enjoy a full show.
Want to be prepared for anything that 2024 throws at you, from day-to-day life to a national emergency, from the office to the outdoors? Then check out SquatchSurvivalGear.com. All packs are made in America, and all components of all packs are made in America, from the fabric to the frame. So you're supporting multiple small businesses when you shop with Squatch Survival Gear. Chris, the owner, is a military vet, so all packs are made beyond mil-spec. These things are bomb-proof, and I use my gear daily. I use the Mothman pack going back and forth to work, and my Rock 8 pack stays loaded out in the Jeep. Go to SquatchSurvivalGear.com and get the piece of gear for the peace of mind today. Use promo code BUMP24 to save 15% site-wide. That's BUMP24 to save 15% site-wide.
Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge." So now that we have this knowledge, we have to remember to walk in 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind."
When he turned his back from shoulder to shoulder, it looked like as wide as the tailgate of a truck.
This thing let out the most blood-curdling, mind-blowing, spine-tingling scream that you've ever heard in your life, and it cut through me like a knife.
And I knew that they were going to take me. I just knew it. And then the next thing I can remember is being levitated.
Well, when I look in there, I see two big eyes staring back at me.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Bump Podcast, a place for the believers of the unexplained, monsters, and paranormal. Join us, and we'll go face to face with what goes bump in the night. Fourth anniversary. Didn't think we'd make it here, but I just want to thank everybody for watching, tuning in, listening, however you're catching this. It's been an amazing 4 years. Can't wait to see what the next 4 years has in store. You know, it usually takes 4 or 5 years for a show to really take off if you're consistent, to see it, what kind of fruit it bears. So we're just now getting there. Super excited about it. One of the things we're going to do in this fifth year of the show, I'm making some huge upgrades. I just purchased a new computer, mic, camera, getting some software. I'm doing all the things that have needed to be done and definitely now need to be done. Now that the show is growing, we're at, like I said, we're in our fifth year. It's time to really just pour in to the show. I'm gonna try to have a much larger YouTube presence. I'll be more consistent with that. I haven't missed a week of the show since I started. But YouTube has been neglected, and a big part of it is my computer was ancient. You know, one of the last videos I put on there was just text because my computer couldn't handle putting a video on. Spotify for podcasters is changing. We're having to move platforms from like the old Anchor platform over to Riverside. And what that means for me is I had to update and upgrade everything, because Riverside is way more advanced than what that old dinosaur I was using can do. But you know, if you want to grow, you got to make changes. So that's what I'm doing. Now bear with me, because I'm not tech savvy. You know, I'm an old knuckle buster. I'm not used to that kind of stuff. So I'll be making adjustments. I'll be making changes. I'll be reaching out for help here and there from people. And the show's going to go, and the show's going to grow. All right. It's a great episode this week. Anniversary episode. It's always fun. So I got some of my students. They're going to come on here and talk, but they'll stay anonymous. You know, there won't be any video. And I got some shout outs from some of you guys that have been on the show before, I've made friends with. So it'll be just a fun episode. Some of these kids' stories are kind of spooky. So, I mean, they live in West Virginia. What choice do they have, right? All right, here we go. God bless.
All right. So when me and Mom first moved here from Florida, we lived in the apartments behind Family Dollar, like the projects, that's what they call it. And there was a yard sale one day in Chapmanville, and like I found this doll, and it was like a Chatty Cathy doll from like the 50s. And Mom was like, no, you can't get it, it's too expensive, because she wanted like 60 bucks for it, but I really wanted it. And so she got it for me, and it was like really old, like the voice box still worked and everything, but it was just like creepy, but like I liked it a lot anyway. So I had it for like a few years. And me and Mom were laying on the couch one morning watching TV, and we were like pulling her string, and like we were laughing at what she said. And I pulled her string one time, and she like yelled, and she was like, you hurt me.
Uh-uh.
I'm so serious. She yelled that. Like, she was like, you hurt me. And my mom heard it too. Like, I wasn't even playing. And so we threw that doll in the basement, and we never played with it again.
Wow.
And she's still, like, the funny part is, for years after that, if, like, I was in trouble or if I was doing something that she didn't like, she'd be like, I'm gonna go downstairs and get that doll. Like, she used it against me. She did. But, yeah, that's the only scary story that I have. But it's 1,000% true.
That's 1,000% scary, too.
And it's one. I was, like, 12 years old. I was sitting beside the recliner. I was up late. And I was playing my DS, and I looked up because I thought I got a glance at something. And I looked up, and there was a black figure shot from a mom's room in front of the fan. Mm. And it looked at me, and it shot in my room. And then a couple of days later, I seen it again, and it was like hovering over my bed while I was asleep. And then a couple days after that, it just kept on showing up and stuff. And then one night, me and my cousin Tracy spent the night. And we were in my room, and my closet light and my actual bedroom light, there was like a lightning bolt shot from each one, a blue lightning bolt shot. Mm-hmm. And then as Tracy left, I came back, I looked back, and there was that black figure standing there, and that's what really happened.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you guys playing with Ouija boards or anything scary like that?
Nope.
No?
We wouldn't do anything.
When you saw it shoot into your bedroom, did you go into your bedroom that night, or did you just stay out of there?
I stayed out. I slept in the living room. Me and my cousin both did.
I bet.
And apparently my whole entire family's seen this figure, like, from generations. And
really?
For a long time, it's been, like, triggering me and haunting me. And then there was one night, I seen it in my mom's room, and it like terrified me so bad that I couldn't stay there anymore, because it was like basically telling me to harm myself, and I wouldn't do it. And I was just too terrified to like tell anybody. And my grand basically holy warred the whole house. And after that, I haven't seen it since until I got a little bit older.
Yeah.
I seen it. Me and my little cousin did in the woods when we were walking. We seen it.
So it's on the property.
Yeah. She seen it too. She seen it at my mom's house, and she asked me about it, and I couldn't tell her, but I did. And it's just too terrifying for me to go on.
Yeah.
Like, it gives me chill bumps talking about it.
So how far back does this go, you think?
Probably to where my mom was little.
Yeah.
From my grandmother and my mom. A while.
Yeah. That's scary. Mm-hmm. And are you still seeing it, like, recently?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But I just try not to pay attention to it, but it's not hard not to.
Well, do you say anything when you see it? No. Have you ever approached it, talked to it, told it to leave?
I have when I was younger, and sometimes, but I just try to ignore it now.
Well, you know, if you use the name of Jesus, it has to leave, right?
Yeah.
Anything bad, if you say
I do that. I'm like, in the name of God, please leave me alone.
There you go. Man, I'm glad you shared that with me. See how easy that is, guys? A bunch of chickens. All right, is there any other ones?
No.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's good. You did a good job. Don't be nervous.
To be or not to be? That is the question. Proverbs 16:33 says that we may roll the dice, but God determines the lot. And He has determined that Bo and the Bump podcast is to be. Congratulations, brother, on 4-year anniversary. I'm so excited for you, and I'm just honored to have you as a friend and brother in Christ. And I thank you for all your hard work and dedication. I know firsthand what it takes to run a podcast, and it takes a will from God, and you definitely have it, brother. So congratulations, and here's to 4 more years. And to be.
Hey, thanks, Justin. I appreciate that. If you guys don't already, go ahead and follow the Prometheus Lens podcast. Tons of great content, especially if you like those deep dives.
We're recording?
All right. So this one was like a while back when I used to live at Man. A lot of weird things went down at my old house down at Bruce Laurel. Or Bruno, my bad. Bruno, man. We used to live in this one blue house, and there's some little scary things, like little shadows, little just scary things. But one time, my brother went to the bathroom one night. We didn't even know. We wake up one morning. He was telling this whole story that he saw this one tall black figure. We did not know what it was. We didn't understand what it was. And he said he saw it, and he said he just flew back. And we were kind of weird, and it was kind of confusing. We didn't understand what he was talking about. We thought he was just making funny jokes. Then the following night, I seen the same figure. So we thought, okay, something's in our house. So we did not know what it was. We had to try to figure it out. And so, really, that was just the story. Just my brother seeing this one tall, dark figure. We did not even know what it was.
Yeah. What, did y'all figure it out?
Oh, we actually did figure it out. It was, we want to say it was a demon.
Yeah.
And it was just a scary moment because we don't really deal with this stuff. And just to see that as a human being, it's a little shocking, a little scary. So what we did was we put on our prayer armor and we just started praying it out. I mean, that's the best you can do.
There you go.
It was just very scary.
Yeah, man.
So that's really the story.
Did it stop?
I did until we had this we had this one kid come up to our house, and the thing with him was he was a little weird.
Yeah.
He was, want to say, because for us, we have a lot of stories about this kid. This kid literally, we would have like candles and he would smile and blowing them out and making creepy noises, like demon noises. And then the same night it happened again. So we didn't know what it was still. And we figured out it was with the kid who was staying with us, something was not right about him also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just was really scary sighting to see.
bet so, man.
So that's my story.
There you go. Anything else?
No.
Man, that's a good one. That's scary.
Yeah. So this goes back whenever I was about 6 years old in my old house. My dad just split up with my mom, and I know something was. I can't do it. I can't. Jacob's looking at me wrong.
What?
He's looking at me wrong. He's looking. He's looking.
How do I start it out?
Tell me what happened and when it happened.
Okay. I was in Madison, near like the highway in Charleston. I was with my family. My mama, my dad, my mom, my sister. We were going down the highway and stuff. And I look over to my left and I saw these two white circles like floating. And it's like moving like crows do when they find something dead. And it was weird because you don't see it every day. Right. And it didn't look like planes either because like planes don't do that. But like I took a picture of it too and I can show you. But it was, I think it was like in the last year or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was pretty weird, I'll tell you that. But I also saw when one of my uncles, one of my family members, near, I think it was Mud Fork Mountain, mm-hmm. He saw a red ball, and it was like following him in really? The night. It's pretty odd. And he said he got out of there pretty quickly. And yeah, it was pretty weird, I'll tell you that.
It is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend that very similar. I had this red ball of light
mm-hmm.
that he noticed, and then he had some missing time after that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a period of time he couldn't recall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is exactly shaped like what I would imagine it being shaped like.
Yeah.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah. There's I have a picture of one the normal one, but yeah, that's what it looked like.
Wow.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
Man.
I tell you, it reminds me of the ball. Like the ball reminds me of the Flatwoods Monster
yep.
when it had that flame ball.
Yeah.
Makes you think of that a lot.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. But while it's recording, go ahead and plug your YouTube.
Yeah. Tell them about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do I type it on there or just put it on here?
You just say it out loud. It's recording.
Okay, it's Moth Racer Automobile. I do car videos. I also have a podcast on Spotify. I do, it's called Mountain Podcaster, but if people like car stuff and history about cars, I do that, but I also do that on Spotify.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming on here and doing
that. No problem.
Hey, Bo. Congratulations on your 4-year anniversary of the Bump podcast. I always love being on the show. I feel like I am with a brother in arms, and I always feel so welcome, and I love the conversations, and I love the depth of the conversations, and I love the passion for the Word of God and the search for truth, and I have just really enjoyed getting to know you over the last year and a half here. And am always so happy to be on the show and to interact. So keep going. I would say it here's to the next 4, but I hope it is here's to the next 40. Love you, brother.
Hey, I love you too, Vicky Joy. Thank you for everything that you've done for me on air and in our private conversations off air. You're a great friend, and those are few and far between, especially as we get older. It's hard for me as a middle-aged man to make new friends, it seems like. Sometimes I'm kind of set in my ways, but you take the cake. You're amazing, and I cannot wait to have you back on the show.
Okay, so those places that just like they feel wrong no matter what happened, no matter what, it does not feel like you're supposed to be there. Something is not right there.
Mm-hmm.
The place I lived before, where I live now, felt like that the entire time. And like, we had a pole light. However, we could not stand to be outside during the night. Like, even to walk 5 feet off the porch, it was like something was terrifying. And one night, it was me, my mom, Ma, and my little cousin there. And my aunt had left my little cousin's diaper bag out in the truck, and she had
We went to go get it, and we were so terrified of going outside up there that my mom was standing on... Do you care if I mention guns on this?
That's fine.
Okay. Was standing on the porch with a headlight, with a gun, so that she could walk 30 feet to her car in the pole light that's not dark up there. And the second she stepped off the porch, something up in the woods went to hollering at us. Like, it didn't sound like a fox, because, like, foxes have a real weird sound like that.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't sound like a fox, or anything like that, and it just went to hollering and screaming. So she runs back inside, and my mom runs back inside, and it doesn't shut up. So she goes back out and fires off into the mountains, and it sounds like it hits, and it doesn't sound like it's wounded. It sounds like it's angry now.
Oh, my gosh.
So we didn't get the diaper bag that night. They went back in the house, and we were sitting there, and they said they heard something stalking around the house like a little bit later that night, and I'm sitting there like, I think I'm glad we moved, guys.
Yeah.
Because, like, where we live now, there is acres and acres of nothing around us, and we can stand outside all night not be bothered in the dark at the pond where there's bears.
Yeah.
But up there, we couldn't walk because, like, I distinctly remember any time I'd have to go outside, I was running. I was running to wherever I was going. I was running back because I was not safe.
Yeah.
And it was at the top of a mountain, so it's not like there's crackheads.
Right. Yeah. What do you think it was? If you had to take a guess.
I have no idea. But I've always been partial to the Wendigo and Skinwalker stories. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's because my mom told me those a lot when I was little. But I always liked those more. But I... Maybe something along those lines.
Yeah. Wow. I had somebody give me a Wendigo story. They were in... Was this in Logan County?
I live in Harts.
Okay. Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's pretty far from there then. Because it was in Holden where this guy told me about... Seeing a Wendigo.
Mm-hmm.
He described the whole thing and everything. But that's not to say that there can't be more than one, right? That's wild.
Yeah.
That's scary. I've been in some pretty sketchy places, and I've been in places that felt fine,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden it feels like you shouldn't be here.
Have you ever been to the Old Harts High School?
I've heard 1,000 stories, but please tell me another one if you know it.
We had softball practice there. We'd have softball practice in the gym, and it was like late one night. I don't know what I was waiting for. I don't know if my mom and the coach were talking or not, but me and two of my friends went down and was looking, and we stumbled upon what, like, was in one of the locker rooms, and it was dark all the way down through in there, and when I tell you, it did not feel right in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, guys, I think I'm good.
Yep.
I don't think I want to be in here anymore.
Yep. I had a kid tell me that they found bloody clothes underneath the high school. Like, it used to be a jail
or
something.
There's a jail underneath there.
I heard stories of a basketball, like, dribbling itself.
Yeah, I hear a lot of those.
I've heard some pretty crazy stuff about that place.
That, even now, there's not even a house up there anymore. That place that where I used to live still doesn't feel right. And, like, when I was little, I'd be sitting alone in my room. My door closed because, like, you know, parents mess with their kids sometimes just to play scare them. My door was closed, so it wasn't that, and I was sitting in my room, and something threw one of my chairs across the room. It was like a pink foam chair that I had.
No kidding.
My mom said I scared her to death when I screamed.
I bet. That would scare anybody. Well, I guess the other kid's not coming anytime soon. He probably forgot.
I didn't figure he would.
Yeah. He said he wanted to.
Have you ever heard?
Are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to.
Okay, my mom's best friend, her husband, had a twin. And this was before I was ever born. He was a alcoholic, was out every night, all that stuff. And he was, like, walking home one night on a dirt road, walking back to his house, and thought his twin had came out of the woods.
Mm.
And was messing with him, being like, oh, you don't, like, yelling at him and stuff. And everything he would say, he would repeat back to him. He'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it just kept going on, and he kept getting closer and closer until he was like, this is weird, and took off running, and it took off chasing him.
Uh-uh.
And he got back to the house, and slammed the door, and he started beating on the door, screaming to let him in, let him in. So he called his twin's wife, or girlfriend at the time, I'm not sure which one, and was like, you get over here and get him right now. He's messing around here, scaring me half to death. She put him on the phone. She put his twin on the phone, and he was like, that's not me, and hung up on him.
Oh, no.
My mom's friend slept through the night because she was like, that's not going to bother me, my guy. It is obviously here for you.
Right.
And I guess it just, the entire night, it walked around the house, banging on the windows and the doors. He went to church the next Sunday, never drank again. Still goes to church this to the day. Said he straightened up real quick after that.
Yeah. Man, that is scary. That's about the scariest thing I've heard so far.
That always gives me chills whenever I think about it.
Could you imagine? Mm-mm. Nope.
Because, like, talking about the things that mimic people out in the woods and stuff like that, that always gives me chills. Now I would not be caught outside again.
Yeah, to see me out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have an experience or an encounter that you'd like to share, holler at me. You can reach me at thebumppodcast@gmail.com or by the Bump phone at 304-812-0553. Leave a text or a voicemail either way and I'll get back to you. Also, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to. Stick around after this for a special invitation.
Is that yonder in the distance? With his garment white and snow, with a voice that sounds like thunder. His appearance is like lightning.
Bless you, Dan.
Sitting high upon his throne. Has 10,000 times 10,000 sanctified.
Thank you,
Lord. Made it home. Glory, glory, hallelujah. There's a river flowing from God's holy where the tree of life is blooming, where the hand has not been told. No more tears. It will have to be away. No more sickness, no more heartaches in that rain. A perfect day. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Seated with the saints of old, with their troubles far behind them, to never suffer anymore. I'm going home.
If you're personally ready to submit your life to God and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9, says it really simply, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's that simple. To be born again, to start a new life as a child of God, to join God's army, to rise up against the evil forces that you know are all around you. You don't have to do it alone. I love you. Jesus loves you. And may God bless you.
Take it to fall down on your knees and pray. Ask the Lord to forgive you, and you'll be living better days. So come on up to this altar and fall down on your knees and pray. And ask the Lord to forgive you, and you'll be living better days.